Coach, what makes Golden State so good this year? How are they so different from last year as far as the results are?
Well, I think, you know, obviously they're an extremely talented team. You start there. You know, Steve's done a terrific job playing to their strengths. Their whole staff, it's kind of like, where are they weak? You know, they don't have weaknesses across their personnel, their coaching staff, their camaraderie. I think continuity always helps teams improve from year to year. Certainly Draymond Green's insertion into the lineup makes him unique, not just his shooting, but his ball skills. And I think they've had a, they've got a great focus on both ends of the court. I mean, I could kind of go on. It's a question that, there's a lot of really easy answers.
And Steph Curry has really kind of become an all-around player now, hasn't he?
Well, I think he's always been an all-around player. I think just from a leadership standpoint and the pace with which they're playing, they're just committed. I think they know who they are. You know, and anytime a team that's talented, that's well-coached, that has an identity, it's tough to play them.
Have you settled in on a starting lineup again?
I'm going to wait until right before the game. I think, Ennis is starting with Fave. Rodney's still not healthy. Same way we've been going all year. I guess it's changed. I mean, our starting lineup's fluctuated with injury.
Right.
It's pretty much where it happens. And, if you're hurt, you don't lose your job because you're hurt. If you're hurt, you're out. You don't have a chance to compete. And we're excited that other guys over the course of the year have stepped in. Rodney stepped in when Alec was out. Rudy stepped in when Book was out first. Rudy stepped in when Ennis was out. Ennis stepped in when Fave was out. For us, it's a question of, we haven't had a consistent starting lineup all year, really. So the idea of, who our quote-unquote starters are, Gordon started every game. That's probably about it.
Is Ennis still have a minutes restriction, or has that been lifted a little?
I have to confirm that with Gary, but my understanding is he does not. Don't hold me to that. I think some of it again is we'll evaluate him after shoot around today and see how he feels. But he seems to be doing well.
Team seems to play pretty well against some of the better teams in the league. Chicago, San Antonio's, beat Cleveland. What is it about these big tests?
Well, we got blown out at Golden State.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think they're a different type of test for us because of the pace with which they play. We're a better team than we played them last time. I'm sure they are too. We're playing without Rodney and Alec and potentially Trevor as well. So it's a great challenge for us. To try to play against the best team in the league. Hopefully we'll compete. I think that's the one thing our guys have done is, I'm pretty confident now that we go into games playing hard.
Encouraged by the road trip despite the final game and the turnovers and all that?
I think our team's getting better. The results are sometimes reflective, sometimes not. The turnovers were tough on I think the back to back. We don't have a lot of ball handling right now when it comes right down to it with Rodney and Alec out. Two guys that are on 10 days, and Elijah and Elliot. So the lack of familiarity with each other, I think in the half court gets really difficult. And then when you play in transition, there's just more mistakes in general. So it's kind of a bad recipe for playing mistake-free basketball. But I think we'll do a better job of that tonight.